if we turn to the word of the Lord, one verse in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, and we'll read verse 18. Again, we're very, very thankful. All of the fathers are here today, and we trust the blessing of the Lord will come upon them, and we'll include some words here for them as well. Praise God. Let's read together Proverbs 4 and verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Praise God. A path of light. That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? Especially in all the daylight hours that we have here in the summertime. A path of light perhaps would be more appropriate in January when we have the opposite as far as daylight and darkness. But thank God for a path of light that leads to the eternal realms. Amen. You may be seated. Now, this scripture identifies the path not only as shining light, but the path of the just. And Brother Sam read that verse about being unjust. And that perhaps is the tendency of mankind more than walking on the path of just. And that's why the wise man is admonishing. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, to go in that direction. I remember writing a little note to our men when we had the fast emphasis, and not fast in terms of skipping meals necessarily, but our faithfulness and our accountability and our support and training. That was what FAST was an acronym for. And I wrote about being a joke or a jerk or just, and the importance of making sure you're in the right category there. I remember hearing about a father who was not a strong spiritual leader. He didn't do much in that direction at all. And so the family was very surprised on one Thanksgiving when he offered to say the prayer. And so they all bowed their heads and he began to pray and did quite well, praying for blessing, praying for his family. But then at the end, as they're praying over the blue willow design on the plate, you know, often has that little bridge and people on it, and there's houses and a stream and bushes and so on. You're familiar with the blue willow. He ended his prayer by saying, "And Lord, help those little guys get over the bridge." I don't know if he was trying to be funny or if he indeed was simply underlining the fact that his spiritual life was a joke. Lot's heart, Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah, his heart must have hurt as a father and a grandfather when he went to warn his sons-in-law and they thought he was joking. It's not a joke to be serving God. The scripture says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Praise God. I'm thankful that there can be a resistance. One man joked, "I can resist anything but temptation." Not a joke. There's got to be a reality of the power of God in our lives. David protected the flocks of Naboth, and his flocks numbered in the thousands. I was amazed to read it again, and how he had sheep and goats by the thousands. Nabal, I'll get it correct here yet. David sent his men requesting provisions from Nabal because of the protection that they had offered it. I thought, okay, that's a good trade. Nothing was taken. No damage was done. Predators were kept at bay, and even though his men were hungry, they didn't slaughter one of the lambs to provide for them. So he thought it would be fair trade to send to Nabal and ask him for some provisions. Nabal was a jerk. He answered the men of David harshly. He mocked David. He questioned his authority and so on, and he sent them away empty. David was ready to seek revenge. He got his men ready for war. But Abigail, Nabal's wife, intervened and provided the requested food. And when Nabal heard about the possible attack, the almost attack that came against him, he apparently had a stroke. And just over a week later, he died. Not good being a jerk or a joke. Be just. Amen. Men called just in the Bible include Noah and Joseph, who was a spouse to Mary, and Cornelius. They were just because they listened and they followed instruction. The Bible said Noah built an ark to the saving of his house. And Joseph continued on with God's plan for him and for Mary, and the birth of Jesus came about and the saving of the world. Praise God. Cornelius, even though he was a Roman, even though he was far removed from the opportunities of the Jewish religion and Christian faith, even though he would seemingly have no interest and no desire for it, yet he focused on the things of God, and an angel appeared to him and gave him instruction. He followed that for his salvation and that of his household. Praise God. Thank the Lord for men who are just. Amen. Women who are just. Proverbs 9 and 9 says, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Yeah. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Praise God, especially in the aspect of salvation. Amen. And especially when it comes from the Word of God. If I were to just spout things off to you and make up some kind of plan of salvation that Mitch Glover would endorse, Mitch Glover would sign his name to, you could say, ah, oh, posh, that's not what I'm going to receive. But if I preach to you from the Word of God, if I preach to you what God's word declares, that's when you've got to be like the just man who will increase in learning, and not only in learning, but in experience as well. And the power and the blessing of the Lord will come. We can follow the path of the just. We can follow the light of the word of God. Amen. Now the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2 and 4, the just shall live by his faith. And this truth was repeated three times in the New Testament. Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, the just shall live by faith. Martin Luther in the 1500s saw that passage of Scripture and realized that's what we need to live by. That's what we need to grab a hold of. And the Protestant movement was underway. Thank God we can live by faith. We can stay faithful to God. We can stay faithful to church. We can stay faithful in our marriages. Praise God, because the Lord desires us to live by faith and to walk in the path of the just. Now, we read from Proverbs 4 and 18. On down in that chapter, verse 26, the wise man encourages, ponder the path of thy feet. And let all thy ways be established. To ponder means to consider. It means to reflect. It means to recognize there's an important decision to be made, and I need to make the right decision. Seek the ways that are established. Praise God. Not some experimental, not some new idea. Follow what God's word says. Praise God. Remember that Jesus spoke of two ways. He spoke of a broad way, and then he spoke of a narrow way. Now, the significance of those things is where they end up. The broad way, unfortunately, leads to destruction. The narrow way leads to life. I've got to make sure I'm on the right path. Praise God. If the Lord is my shepherd, he'll lead me. If the Lord is my shepherd, he'll lead me beside still waters. He'll lead me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Because that's where God desires us to end up. That's why it's called a path of life. Psalm 16 and 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. And in thy presence is fullness of joy. And thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Thank God we follow what he shows us. We follow what he reveals. We follow what the revelation that he desires to give us. And it will lead us to the joy of his presence. A fullness of joy. Praise God. The pleasure in his presence. Not the pursuit of pleasure that so many are caught up in today. Pleasure in his presence. Praise God. That scripture about the way a child should go. One that is no doubt taught and promised and claimed over and over. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Abraham Lincoln said, there is but one way to train up a child in the way he should go. What was Abraham's advice? He said, travel it yourself. And then you can train up a child in the way he should go. Praise God. No, thank God for those old paths. Jeremiah 6 and 16, the Lord said, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. I'm thankful we can stand, we can see, and we can ask. That sounds like the instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples to watch and pray. Choose the good way. Choose to walk in that way, and you'll find rest for your souls. Praise God. I'm thankful the old paths will lead to that place of rest. It's worked for many generations. It's worked for many generations for a long time. And it will work for you. Praise God. Oh, but the devil is quick to offer another way. The Bible talks about the deceitful devil offering another gospel, another spirit, another Jesus. But we know better than to go in those directions. Thank God we're going to stay with the word of the Lord, because the word of God says the way of a transgressor is hard. Not rest, not peace. The way of a transgressor is hard. So thank God we follow Jesus for a better way. When the wise men came and worshiped Jesus, they were warned to go home another way. Thank the Lord. When we're in the presence of God, when we worship him in spirit and in truth, we can go home another way. Amen. Not another street, another route, another direction, but there's a change that comes on the inside of us. There's a change that comes to our heart and our minds because of being in the presence of the Lord and him showing us the path that is shining light. Praise God. I'm thankful that God is light. He spoke it into existence. Let there be light. Amen. Anyone who has understood the basics of physics would know how powerful and how wonderful that aspect of light is. The power of light magnified through a glass that would make a fire. The spectrum that you can see in a prism. All of that beauty, all of that wonder, God simply said, let there be. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that he provides that kind of message for us today. A powerful light that we can walk in. A shining light that is the path of his word. John said in 1 John 1 and 5, this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light And in him is no darkness at all. Oh, yes. Thank God for the power that the Lord brings in our lives. The devil would like to add darkness. The devil would like to add discouragement. The devil would like to bring despair and depression. But thank God there's no darkness in the divine hand of God as the Lord ministers to you. No darkness at all. The devil is darkness. That's why he tries to transform himself into an angel of light. He wants to fool you. He wants to deceive you. He wants to trick you. But thank God for a shining path of light. Amen. Brother Mario would probably remember the Communist Party operating in Peru. They called themselves Shining Path. And they used violent terrorism to get attention to themselves and to their teachings and their communist doctrine. They upset things in society. They use violence. And oh, I'm thankful. Those on the path of the just as the shining light don't engage in those kinds of things unless it's to the devil. Terrorize the devil. Praise God. Give him a bad day. Make him upset. Thwart his plans. Come against his actions. Amen. Walk in the path of light because it's the path of life. 1 John 1:7, walk in the light as he is in the light. And the result is fellowship with one another, prayer with one another, blessings with one another. Not only that, but the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen. So that shining more and more is what God desires to do. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. His power and his blessing. So that means I don't try to get as far away from the light as I can and still glimpse it. I can still see it. I guess I'm okay. No, I get as close as I can. Yeah. Amen. I walk in that light. His word is a light to my path and a lamp to my feet. And I want to stay exactly in that place where the illumination of his word is going to provide for me. Praise God. And I follow that path of light. Again, the wise men coming from the east, what did they follow? They followed that star. There was light. Amen. It was visible at night. So night was not a problem for them because that's how they got their sighting. That's how they got their direction. And they would use a landmark. That peak over there is where the star is lined up. When it's daylight, we're going to head for that peak. We're going to travel that distance. And then we're going to camp and we're going to wait and we're going to see the star and we're going to find another landmark and we're going to keep going. Praise God. They followed a path of light. We don't need to find landmarks. We need to find the Word of God. Amen. We follow what His Word declares. Praise God. And where the path leads. Because it leads to a perfect day. Amen. Father's Day. A perfect day. A good meal. All the family. It's a great time. A perfect day. Well, there's a perfect day that God has in mind for us. And we're heading to that haven of heaven. Praise God. We're going to be in that place together. Talk about an eternal day. The Bible says, there shall be no night there. Glory to God. The Lord Himself is the light. A perfect day. No tears. No death. No sorrow. No crying. No pain. Talk about a perfect day. Praise God. That's where we're headed. As we walk on this path of light, a perfect day that will continue forever in the presence of God. Amen. That's a reality. That's not just a dream. That's not just a hope. That's a reality that God wants to extend to us again and again. And we've got to make sure we've grabbed a hold of that promise. We've grabbed a hold of that reality. And we're not going to let go for anything that the devil offers, for anything that the devil tries to distract or detour. Amen. We're going to continue on with him. Stand with me now, please. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful. The path that the Lord has established for us is shining light. And it shines more and more. It's the blessings of God that come in even greater measures and even greater ways. Praise God. If it's not shining more and more, you better check your direction. You better check all your following. If it's not shining more and more, you may be moving away from that light. Make sure you're moving closer. Make sure you're following exactly where God wants you to go. Let it shine more and more into your life until we enter into that place of the perfect day. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord provides for us that means and that way. He provides for us that blessing and that strength. Glory to God. And He desires us to follow Him. He leads us besides the still waters. Amen. He knows how to calm the storm. He knows how to bring the calm. He knows how to speak peace. He leads you in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise God. Those are the paths that we choose. Those are the paths that we decide to follow. And our determination needs to grow more and more, just as that light shines more and more. Praise God. I invite you to a place of prayer here this morning. Now afternoon. We'll pray for a little while. It'll help your day be even more perfect. It'll help your day to be even more complete. Praise God. Come on, dads. I need you to come and pray today. Glory to God. Oh, I'm thankful for the path of shining light that the Lord leads us on, closer and closer, stronger and stronger, more and more blessing that He's provided. Let's let the Lord know we're determined to follow it. Let's let the Lord know we're desiring to draw closer to Him. We want His light to shine more and more in our lives. Praise God. Worship His name together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.